and so they had set off. Harry could visualize them quite clearly, the frightened old elf and the thin, dark seeker who had so resembled Sirius. Creature knew how to open the concealed entrance to the underground cavern, knew how to raise the tiny boat. This time, it was his beloved Regulus who sailed with him to the island, with its basin of poison. "And he made you drink the potion?" said Harry, disgusted. But Creature shook his head and wept. Hermione's hands leapt to her mouth. She seemed to have understood something.
Master Regulus took from his pocket a locket like the one the Dark Lord had," said Creature, tears pouring down either side of his snout-like nose. "And he told Creature to take it and, when the basin was empty, to switch the locket."
Creature's sobs came in great rasps now. Harry had to concentrate hard to understand him.
"And he ordered Creature to leave without him. And he told Creature to go home and never to tell my mistress what he had done, but to destroy the first locket. And he drank all the potion, and Creature swapped the lockets and watched as Master Regulus was dragged beneath the water. And,
oh, Creature," wailed Hermione, who was crying. She dropped to her knees beside the elf and tried to hug him. At once, he was on his feet, cringing away from her, quite obviously repulsed.
"The mudblood touched Creature. He will not allow it. What would his mistress say?"
"I told you not to call her mudblood," snarled Harry. But the elf was already punishing himself. He fell to the ground and banged his forehead on the floor.
"Stop him! Stop him!" Hermione cried. "Oh, don't you see now how sick it is, the way they've got to obey?"
"Creature, stop! Stop!" shouted Harry.
The elf lay on the floor, panting and shivering, green mucus glistening around his snout, a bruise already blooming on his pallid forehead where he had struck himself, his eyes swollen and bloodshot and swimming in tears. Harry had never seen anything so pitiful. "So, you brought the locket home," he said relentlessly, for he was determined to know the full story. "And you tried to destroy it?"
"Nothing Creature did made any mark upon it," moaned the elf. "Creature tried everything, everything he knew, but nothing, nothing would work. So many powerful spells upon the casing. Creature was sure the way to destroy it was to get inside it, but it would not open. Creature punished himself. He tried again. He punished himself. He tried again. Creature failed to obey orders. Creature could not destroy the locket. And his mistress was mad with grief because Master Regulus had disappeared. And Creature could not tell her what had happened. No. Because Master Regulus had forbidden him to tell any of the family what happened in the cave."
Creature began to sob so hard that there were no more coherent words. Tears flowed down Hermione's cheeks as she watched Creature, but she did not dare touch him again. Even Ron, who was no fan of Creature's, looked troubled. Harry sat back on his heels and shook his head, trying to clear it.